everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode, back from her break, at least to help me today, is Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Becky.
I think it's been like 9 months. You were on at the end of last year, and then your life got a little crazy.
It did.
And so I was like, hey, because I think that back in 2021, we talked about doing this episode.
We did.
And then, you know, things happened.
Life happens.
Things happened. Not great things. They happened. And we weren't sure it was really the right time to do it. You know, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This discussion's been different.
Yes. Yes, it has.
And one of the things that, so are you on Threads? Because
yes, I am.
We talk about it a little bit, and I feel it's a little like how we used to talk about book talk in 2021 and 2022.
Yes. It's like a whole different world.
It's the wild, wild west.
It is. Yes, it is.
But one of the things that has routinely come up over there is that inherently what you read, what you consume can be political. And I will say, I do think in the last year, I have seen some different takes on this trope.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Widening this discussion on it.
Yes.
So on this episode of Buzzing About Romance, we're deep diving into one of the most popular, but oftentimes controversial trope in romance, the pregnancy tropes. Whether it's surprise pregnancy, secret baby, accidental pregnancy, baby on the doorstep, or even a steamy twist with breeding kink, there's no denying that these storylines pack emotional punch. We're going to explore these and make sure that you see the difference in these tropes. And part of why we love them and why others might not love them. So, you know, grab your headphones, settle in. Stick around. We're going to have some book recs for you. We haven't done a real trope talk in a minute, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and we have a lot of recs, so.
We do have a lot of recs. Okay, so for the purpose of this episode, I am not saying we are authorities on this, but this is how we're going to define the different pregnancy tropes. So the first way we're going to do it is surprise or unexpected pregnancy. This is going to be the result of a one-night stand, a friends with benefits type situation. The couple is not necessarily a couple yet, and the pregnancy plays a very intricate part of the storyline.
Yep.
So then we have accidental pregnancy, and that is going to be that the couple has established a relationship. And then sometime within that relationship where it could be a key plot point, but there will be some kind of pregnancy happen, be it to the middle or the end of the book. But the pregnancy, this one's a little different because I think sometimes the pregnancy can play a bigger part into this storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't. And oftentimes, so you and I've had this discussion before when it comes to accidental pregnancy. It'll be mentioned in the blurb of a book.
Yeah, and then it doesn't happen until like the last 20% of the book, and you're like,
was it really that big of a key factor?
Yeah, this is one of my like least favorite tropes oftentimes because it seems thrown in.
Well,
if it happens too late.
Well, if it happens too late, you're just trying to create some kind of angst, drama, dynamic that probably wasn't really needed.
Yes. There are definitely some good ones, and we have recs for some good ones.
We do have some recs for some good ones, but I do have some recs that are ones that I'm like, it was stupid and not needed.
Yes. Yes.
And it's a book I love, but I'm thinking of like Sweet Talker by Gina Azee. I love that book.
But why?
But we didn't need that pregnancy at the end. It was at like 67%. It's mentioned in the blurb. But by the time you hit 67%, there were other factors that could have created that emotional angst and drama.
Yes.
Like her job. Anyway, or his job. Okay. And then we have secret baby or child. Typically, these are going to end up being a second chance romance. I say that typically. For some reason, the hero does not know about the child until something unexpected brings them back together. However, not always is the heroine the mother of the child. So I'm thinking of Stuck Up Suit by Vi Keelan and Penelope Ward. The heroine is not the mother of that child, and the ex is, and it creates its own drama, but he didn't know he had that child.
Right.
Until she was like 5 or 6. So it can add drama. But I love a secret baby. We all know this about me.
They grew on me.
They grew on you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love them now. I was like a certified like pregnancy trope hater.
Okay.
Like, but I think I had just read too many books where it was like the key conflict at the end of the book. And I do not like when that is the conflict. Because in real life, like, pregnancy is not solving anything.
No, it's not. So,
and I know it's fiction, and I can overlook a lot of things, but I do not like that as the source of, like, third act angst.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at that at all. And
I think that's all I'd read.
And it's overdone, right? Yeah. Like, pregnancy trope is overdone. And, you know, you hear from many people, oh, there's birth control. And there's, you know, you can, if you aren't using condoms, what's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. And I understand that this can even be a bit tricky situation for people that suffer with infertility and carrying pregnancies to term. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. And should it be listed in a content warning? I think so. And I actually, and we're going to talk about this on Wednesday, but Ashley Muniz, she refers to her stuff as content advisory. And I like that interpretation better than a warning.
Warning. Yes. Agreed.
Like, here are things to think about. This book is going to have, you know, pregnancy in it. Sometimes you're just not in your right frame of mind to talk about pregnancy.
Yep. I love how she handled her third book in that way, that series.
And you're not going to be surprised. I read 1 and 2. I skipped 3 and I just read 4.
You would have liked 3.
I'm going to go back and read it, but I don't know.
I get it. If you're just not in the space and you want to just read the fourth book, I get it.
Well, the fourth book is our Wednesday episode.
I know it is.
So, like, there's that. But the other problem is, too, I don't know, catching up with you here a little bit, but reading this year has been hard for me. I'm slumping more than I'm not. And it's hard to get in and be engaged in books.
I can relate to that because I think we've both read so many books over the last like 4 years.
Yeah.
That it, like, for me, it's almost like hard to find another book to read. And I know that like sounds dramatic or whatever, but it's like once I've read my favorite authors and I'm caught up on their stuff, there's too many books to choose from. I don't always trust the recommendations I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And things might not like really be for me. And I just like don't even know what to read.
And sometimes it feels a lot of rinse and repeat. Like if I read this book because I'm really like feeling the small town vibe, but it feels like the other 3 small town books that I read.
Yes.
And again, I think it's kind of what you said. We've read so much, you know, even if we look at our lifetime of reading romance, you know, I'm 34 years into reading romance. It's sometimes
you've read a lot of it.
Like, sometimes it feels tired and it's hard to grasp onto that one new. So I also find that my time, and it shouldn't be, But my time has become a little bit more tight. You know, like I don't have the energy or the time to read. I can't read all day. Like work, job, life just doesn't work that way. But I will say, as I was looking through this list, it did make me itch to go back and read some of those books from 2015, 2016, 2017. The height of, like, I'm thinking like Jana Austen, those super spicy pregnancy romances.
Yes, and like spicy, like not written to just have spice.
Right.
Like it was spicy before spice was like a target.
Well, spice before people started calling it smut.
Spice. Oh, we don't need to get into
We're not
that.
going to get into that. Nobody needs to hear all that. So, Secret Baby is just going to be a baby that the hero didn't know about existed. This could be through sperm donor. This could be through a one-night stand. This could be a vacation fling. You know, it happens.
Got a couple of
I
those.
know. I love that. And it's funny because you're always like, but Becky, you don't love second chance.
But that's not second chance.
Especially if it was from like a fling, you never really knew them.
I can get behind that. I still think you're wrong for not liking second chance,
I
but
know.
it's fine.
I know.
It's fine.
Okay, so then there's Baby on the Doorstep, which this is where the baby is going to be left to the hero. Typically, the hero is the father, and the mother, for whatever reason, is not in the picture at all. And it typically is a hero who is fumbling in life. Like the added, you know, in cog of a new baby, they're clueless. And typically we'll see this with a lot of times these end up being like nanny romances or friends to lovers type situations. Okay, and then the last one we'll touch on a little bit is breeding kink. I felt like we couldn't do this episode without touching into breeding kink. It's kind of had a little bit of a resurgence in the last 2 years. And I do want to define that for people because if you're listening and you're not exactly sure what we're talking about, breeding kink refers to the sexual fetish or fantasization involving the act of intentionally engaging in unprotected sexual activity with the goal of achieving pregnancy. This fantasy often includes elements of eroticizing the reproductive process, emphasizing the desire for conception and the creation of offspring. It's important to note that in the realm of fiction, such as romance novels or erotic literature, the concept of breeding kink may be explored as consensual and mutual desire fantasy between these fictional characters. In reality, responsible sexual behavior and conception are crucial for individuals actively managing their reproductive choices. I just felt like we had to put this in there. I doubt that there's anybody in real life that has breeding kink.
Maybe Nick Cannon.
Oh, maybe. He's at what, like 18 children now or something?
Right? He's got a lot of kids.
He does have a lot of kids. that's so funny. I wonder if he does.
He's got to, otherwise, what are you doing, dude?
Right? You're
That's
making
so
some
many kids.
questionable choices. So one of the things that I didn't mention, but I'm thinking of Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young. And I know that somebody else just recently did this. The discussion of choice plays into the pregnancy. And the other thing, and I couldn't think because my brain was just broken today. The other thing, if you have a book rec of where he notices she's pregnant before she realizes it, it's a microtrope. I really love
It
that
is.
though.
I do too. I feel like it's like more common in like dark romances, like mafia romances.
Probably.
I
I
don't know
also think that
why.
breeding kink is more
Yeah.
relevant.
I was, yes.
and mafia. Okay, so let's start with surprise or unexpected pregnancy. And again, this is the result of a one-night stand, a friends with benefit type situation. It could be a vacation fling. These people, they are going to pop. Okay, so I have to mention this because it's kind of annoying to me. Oftentimes when it's this kind of situation, they'll allude to the sexual act, but we will not get it on page.
No.
And that drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
I want that. I want that moment. Okay, so what do you have for surprise or unexpected pregnancy?
Okay, so I want to preface this by saying I have a lot of recommendations for all of these tropes by one author, Nikki Ash. If you have not read Nikki Ash, she has pregnancy in almost all of her books. So if that is something you want, read these books.
Read Nikki Ash. Nixon.
Read Nikki Ash. She's in Kindle Unlimited. She has audiobooks. Some are available at through the library.
Okay.
So I want to preface this by she's on my list a lot. So first I'll give three books by her that are surprise pregnancy. A Risk Worth Taking, that it's a one-night stand. Chance Encounter is also a one-night stand. And then Fighting with Faith is also a one-night stand.
So I have Save Me by Stacey Kennedy. That's part of her Phoenix Club series. They hook up and she ends up pregnant. Good Hands by Kelly Jameson. Again, I think that one was a vacation fling. And they end up pregnant. And then Nixon by Samantha Whiskey, also a one-night stand and end up pregnant.
Yes.
Well,
I also have, I have a lot of one-night stand ones.
Yeah.
And then I have a couple, like, vacation, like, Taste by Melanie Harlow. They were snowed in.
Oh, that's a good one.
And hooked up. And got pregnant. And then Baby Moon or Bust by Ava Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Was a vacation fling where she got pregnant. And then One Timer by Tegan Hunter is a hockey romance where it was a one-night stand after a wedding and she got pregnant.
So Wild and Wicked by Mary Carr. Have you read Mary Carr yet?
No, I haven't. She's on my list, though.
She should be on your list. You remember how you messaged me and you said, oh, my God, I can't believe I slept for so long on Carrie Ann Ryan?
Do you know how many of her books I've read this year?
But do you remember that conversation that we had?
I used to be afraid of menages, Becky. Like, yeah. I did not want to read them. And Mary Carr has a lot of them.
She does. But sometimes they're male, female, male, not male, male, female.
And I have no problem with male, male, female. It was just, like, the whole menage thing. Like, I didn't usually, like, buy the relationship.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm past that.
Well, you've grown. Look so at you maturing.
I can read those now.
Well, you know what? Kelly Jameson has a lot of menages, too, especially ones that were written back in...
She does.
Back in like 2014, 2015. But yeah, Wild and Wicked by Mary Carr. In that book, that's in her Italian Stallion series that's out right now. It's just a male-female. And they get snowed in at his family cabin. And it's his sister's best friend. And it's really good. It's really good. I highly recommend that one.
Yeah. And a newer one that came out this year is Rally by Debney Perry. It's a college romance. It's in her Treasure State series. He's the star quarterback. And it's like a one-night stand pregnancy.
Mike's Unexpected Family by Harlow James.
Mm-hmm.
That's they get drunk in Vegas. And it's best friend's little sister, which that's always fun.
Yes, it is.
What else do you
have? One Night by Lena Hendricks. It's in her Sullivan Family series. It's the last book. It's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet, like the Sullivan got with a king who it's their rival family. It's a whole big thing. They were like in a secret type relationship, like hooking up. They were not boyfriend and girlfriend. So I put it in this rather than accidental pregnancy because they were not like together.
They weren't together.
They weren't together. And she ended up being pregnant.
Dante by Sadie Kincaid. He gets her pregnant early on, which is part of the reason he keeps her, kidnaps her. And then Only One Mistake by Natasha Madison.
Oh, yep.
And that's almost a secret pregnancy in that.
Yeah, I have like kind of a secret pregnancy on this list that I said, but
Yeah.
he found out before she had like a few months before she had the baby, so I was like, eh.
Well, in like Only One Mistake, he ends up, she's pregnant. She's trying to find him. He had changed his phone number and
Yeah.
he goes to pick up his nieces from school and she's the teacher and
Teacher,
very
yeah.
pregnant. Let's see here. Wrong by Jana Astin. One
Yep,
Night
I love
Stand.
that one.
And then she finds out that it's also her doctor.
Yes, One Moment, Please by Amy Dawes. I
Yes.
have that. He's a doctor, Dr. Dick, yeah.
Dr. Dick. Okay. And, oh, Hard Luck by Serenay,
Oh, I
which
love that one.
she teases that one so terribly because at the end of the book before, the last chapter is the sister throwing up on the toilet, and then we had to wait like 6 months for the next book. And you're like, who's the daddy?
I enjoyed that one.
She got knocked up at her brother's wedding, which is always fun. Okay, accidental pregnancies. These are going to be where the couple is in a relationship and the pregnancy happens, typically to the middle to the end of the book. And this relationship could be an arranged marriage, a fake relationship, but they are actively like together and in engaging in relations. And we just happen to get pregnant. So, what do you got here?
So I have three more from Nikki Ash.
Give them.
No Strings, The Risk of Falling, and then Total Chaos. Total Chaos is a rock star romance. The Risk of Falling is kind it goes with A Risk Worth Taking, which I also mentioned, they're sisters. And it's a little bit of romantic suspense.
Oh, fun.
And then I have Come Away With Me by Kristen Proby. That is one of her older books. It's the first book in the With Me in Seattle series. And she finds out she's pregnant later on in the
Isn't he a
book.
rock star too in that
He's
book?
a di actor slash
Actor.
director.
Okay, I knew it was like some kind of
Yeah.
celebrity.
Yes. I
Which,
don't have very many on this list because I usually get mad at them, and I liked all the ones on your list.
just get mad at them. So I have Broken by Sadie Kincaid. So Bane by Sawyer Bennett. They're friends with benefits. But they don't get pregnant till almost 40% into the book, and then she has a miscarriage. So that one is not typical.
Right.
A Better Man by Carrie Elks, that's part of her Hearts and Creek or Heartbreak Brothers series. And in that one, they kind of been dating and dancing around each other, and the pregnancy doesn't realize till 30% in the book. That one is almost one that could be unexpected pregnancy, but they kind of had started to date when they
Yeah.
are pregnant. Have you read Winterville yet?
Yes.
Okay. Every Shade of Winter by Carrie Elks. This one is, I called it accidental pregnancy. But the hero is not the dad.
Oh, yeah, I've read a couple like that. I didn't include them because I consider, like, the book I was thinking of, I'd consider it a spoiler.
Yeah. Well, in Every Shade of Winter, we learn very quickly
Yeah.
by, 20, 30%
Yes.
that she's pregnant. She left her groom at the altar because he cheated, and she moves in with her best friend, North. And he ends up being like the kinkiest of kinky guys. It was so good. I love that book.
It was so good. I love that one too.
Make Me Dream by Marie Johnston. I feel like she has a couple other pregnancies that I'm not putting all together.
Yeah, there's a few authors that I'm like, I know these exist, but I do not remember like which book or.
It's one of those situations again where I'm mad at past Becky for not keeping better Goodreads shelves. Right?
That's like my biggest regret, bookishly.
Yeah. Love Me Forever by Layla Hagen. And that is one,
Yeah.
again, where they don't get pregnant until about 30, 40% into the book. Okay. Secret baby, secret child. However, what do you got for that? Because Nikki Ash writes a
Okay.
bunch of those.
She does. I only put three down. Okay. Fighting for a Second Chance. It was a fling. And then he finds out like years later. She tried to find him. She couldn't. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fool Me Once was a vacation fling. Also by Nikki Ash. She was only 18. So the mom was super young, and then she couldn't find him either, and she ended up finding him like 4 or 5 years later. And
Interesting.
then Breeding Chaos is the final book in that Rockstar series, and it is a secret baby. I don't want to spoil anything, but the hero's pretty tortured. So the woman left, and it was deserved. He didn't do anything like horrible to her,
No, but had his own
but
demons to
like,
fight.
it would not have been a good situation for her. And then I have Reckless by Elsie Silver.
Okay.
That is one of my favorite secret baby romances. She tries to tell him there's some miscommunication type stuff going on, and she's like, screw you, buddy.
I'm done. Walks away.
Yep. And then Keep This Promise by Corinne Michaels is a like Vegas fling.
Yeah.
She's British. She goes back overseas and then comes back for reasons. And then I also have Come Back For Me by Corinne Michaels. It was a one night stand
Oh, yeah.
situation. And then like she was married and he was horrible. And then the guy was in the military and the hero was in the military, comes back and is like, wow, that kid looks like me. They were like 8 years old. And then I have Possess Me by Michelle Hurd, which
Oh,
is
yeah.
that book is so good. It's a
Yeah.
mafia, like he kidnapped her, like thinks she's dead, and then they see each other and it's like, what?
But I do love Michelle Hurd. Yeah. Okay, so A Lie for a Lie by Helena Hunting. Secret
I love that one.
baby because the baby's born.
Yep. Yeah, he's like one or something.
Yeah, she's had a vacation. They had a vacation fling. She couldn't. Did he give a fake name?
It was like part of his name or like a nickname.
Yeah.
It was not, yeah. I think he like, it was like Rook or something.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, which is not his name. That's
Not
his
his name.
nickname.
So Michaela Smetzler's Wildflower Duet. It's two books. The second book is where you learn of the secret baby. But do not read that book unless you check your content and trigger warnings.
Yes.
That book. Problems. Fumbled by Alexis Martin. She was a stripper. They hooked up. He left. She tried to reach him. He was a football player. She made the choice to not tell him after he went pro. And then they stumble upon each other after the little guy is like 6 or 7. And he's like, that kid looks like me. She's like, well, that's because he's your kid. Which I love that. Like,
I do too.
because, and that's one, and sometimes we see this where the family or the agent or somebody has interfered in life,
Yeah.
and she tried to tell him, but the communication was somehow blocked and didn't
Yeah.
happen. Okay, so Dr. Stanton by T.L. Swan, which if you are looking for a book because you want to throw your Kindle, just read that book.
Just pick any of her backlist, really.
The bonus, did you read her latest one?
No.
Oh, Secret Baby, twin secret babies. And she tries to tell him. She tries to tell him, and he won't see her or pick up the phone. So she says, fuck it, and goes back to Maine. Mind to Promise by Natasha Madison. That's part of her Southern Wedding series. That was a really well done secret baby. And it made sense because it was a one night stand in a hotel, and he wasn't staying at that hotel. So there
Right.
was no way, like she legit tried.
Right.
Okay. The Thing About Trouble by Juliana Stone. It's a small town. She lives in the town. He also was from the town, got pregnant and left, and then he had a falling out with his father and never came back. And he wouldn't talk to anybody from that town. But I like Juliana Stone. I mean,
Yeah, I like her too.
she's got a new series in Montana that's really good.
Ooh.
Siblings. It's really, really good. Feisty Red by Stacey Kennedy. He's a pro baseball player. This is his ex-wife. She goes home to the small town, realizes she's pregnant, and he again has said, "I'm not coming back to that small town. I want nothing to do with the people from that town." But then he retires after his mother has passed, his father has passed, comes back and realizes, "Oh, I have an 8-year-old kid." Well, jackass, answer a phone. Wrapped in Ink by Carrie Ann Ryan. Have you read that one?
Oh yeah, I've read 90 Carrie Ann Ryan books this year.
90? Oh my gosh. Do you get like a punch card? Like every 10 books, you get a free book.
It's crazy.
Unending Love by Stacy Lynn. Did you read this one?
I love this book.
I love this book. I think this series is really underrated. And it's interesting because I was super disappointed in her Nashville football series that she did. I really, the editing was bad. Every book had something. And I was like, okay. But then I'm like, I'm gonna give it a try. You know,
Yeah, because you like her writing.
I
It's
like her
not
writing.
like.
And I never want to say, oh my God, I'm completely done with you. But I picked up The Unending Love, and the setup of this was amazing. So it was a bachelorette party on the East Coast. He gets traded to a hockey team in Colorado, where is close to where he is from. And he has a twin brother that plays professional football. And the heroine just happens to be watching the news and sees his face, and it's the football hero. And she's like, that's his dad. And the little guy is like 5 or 6.
Yeah. I was thinking like four, but
Yeah.
that's all the same.
But like almost school age, preschool, school age, that kind of. And she tries to tell him, and he's
He's like,
like,
I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are. So it was just such a great setup. And
It
there
was. It
wasn't a ton of drama in that book.
No, I thought it was like well done. Really well done. It was an example of like not needing a ton of drama to still be a solid romance.
Yeah. And there's not a third act breakup in that book either.
No. No, which made me happy. Like
Yeah.
they fought, they had a fight,
They had a
but it wasn't
fight,
like.
but it was more about like outside circumstances and expectations. And it makes sense because if you've been doing something on your own for 4 some years, and then all of a sudden this guy is showing up and he's acting like he's just going to make everything great, it's like,
Yep.
hold on, dude. Can't Help Falling in Love by Erica Kelly. That again is a one night stand in Vegas. He's a snowboarder. He comes to the small town that she's from because he's doing some training with a snowboarding academy. And she's like, I have your child. And the little girl is like 5 or 6 and precocious and adorable. Lies and Lullabies by Serena Bowen is another
I
one.
love that one. Yeah.
That's part of a 3-book series that she did with Devney Perry and Rebecca Yarros. And
I have it right up there.
it's funny because Lies and Lullaby is the first book in this series, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But my favorite is Muses and Melodies, which is the 3rd book by Rebecca Yarros. That's my
Yes.
favorite in that series.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so next we're talking Baby on the Doorstep. So this is a situation where the baby is dropped off, and for whatever reason, Mama's not in the picture.
Yes, I do not have a lot of these that were not on your list.
Well,
Like,
like,
I've read the ones on your list
okay.
and agree, but the only one I have is My Kind of Perfect by Nikki Ash.
By Nikki Ash. You know, like the wedding episode was like the Kelly Jameson episode. I think the pregnancy episode is like the Nikki Ash
I
episode.
am not kidding. Have you read her?
I haven't. I have
Oh,
several of her
Becky, this
books.
might get you out of your slump because Nikki does not believe in condoms.
Okay.
So, like, you know, they're all getting pregnant.
Everybody's getting pregnant.
Everyone's getting pregnant.
And I know that you have read her, Jessica Clare.
Yeah.
So she has one like where the three brothers find oil.
I don't think I've read that.
There's one of the books in that series. It just made me think of condoms. The heroine is allergic to latex in that book. And
That would do it.
they've spent a weekend in a hotel room just kind of hanging out. And she was on birth control, but he's like, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine."
They're always sure.
Right? Everybody's always sure. It's
As
her.
soon as that happens, I'm like just waiting for it to not be okay.
It's part of her Roughneck Billionaires series. And let's see here. Okay, it's Dirty Scoundrel is book two.
Okay.
If you haven't read Nikki Ash, oh, and it's for audiobooks, it's free to listen if you have Audible.
Oh, even better.
And so there's three books in that series. I really love it because they're all like rough oil workers, wrong side of the tracks.
Yep.
And
I like
so
that.
really the roughneck expected Texas guy, and then all of a sudden they have all this wealth and they don't quite know what to do with it.
Awesome.
Okay. Baby on the Doorstep. I have Score Off the Ice by Stacy Lynn.
That book was so funny.
That book was so
He
funny
had no
because,
idea what to do.
well, and English is like his second language.
Yes.
And she lives across the hall and is like, Jesus. Until Lily by Aurora Rose Reynolds. Fresh Meat by Jasmine Miller.
I love that series.
I love that series too. And it's,
Underrated.
yeah, I agree. And it's the second book in that series where she's the nanny, but also has like a YouTube channel where she's like a Miss Rachel type. And then The Secret by Lulu Moore. And that one again, ineptness.
Yes.
Like all three of those guys, completely inept. And then Legend by Sawyer Bennett. She's the
I think
neighbor.
that was the first one I ever read.
It's definitely, and I love that one because Legend is so arrogant and such a freaking grump, but a know-it-all, and then he cannot figure this out.
Yes, like he's like the last person, because that's like what, like the sixth or seventh or eighth book in the series.
Yeah.
Like he's like later on, so you really get to know him before this happens, and he's
No,
like the
Legend's
last
book
person.
two.
Really?
Yeah, it's Bishop and Legend, and
I
then.
felt like I knew he was heavily involved in Bishop, so that must
Yeah.
be why I was like, I felt like I knew him so much, and I never would have expected that to happen to him.
Yeah, because he's the goalie and he's so arrogant. But that's one with baby mama drama.
Oh, lots of baby mama drama.
But I kind of liked it in how it panned out in
Okay.
that book.
Wait, I like baby mama drama when it's like romantic suspense.
Okay. Catherine Cowles
Like
does
she's
that a lot.
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I just finished one where like the baby mama is crazy.
I don't mind baby mama drama. What I hate is when every single dad romance, the ex is psychotic. Or just,
Yeah.
because come on, not every ex-wife or every failed relationship is the mother going to be a piece of trash.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm like, I understand, like, I'd rather the baby mama just be like dead
Yeah. Yeah.
than crazy.
Disneyer. Disneyer. That it's just it's just better that way. Sue asked in the chat, does inheriting a sibling or a best friend's child because they were accidentally or in jail count as unexpected baby or child? No, we have tend to put those types of romances over in our single parent guardian. Mm-hmm. Because when we are talking like baby on a doorstep, we're talking like, this is a newborn, a couple, like, less than 6 months old.
Right. Yeah.
Typically, when we did the parenthood trope, we did guardian. And there were mm-hmm. several of those where they kind of inherited their sisters. Kat Mazira and Brenda Rothert did a book together that's a hockey book that Heather loves. It's the first book she in their series that the mom and dad had passed, and they're the two assigned guardians, and they fall in love. Okay, so last up in our list of books to recommend are Breeding Kink. And before we get into all of your recommendations, I just want to say that authors Chloe Main.
Yes.
Adelaide Forrest, when she writes, is Adelaide Forrest. And Zoe Blake. Those three, and I think probably J.L. Beck a little bit too. They are big into the breeding kink. I think almost all their books have some kind of breeding kink.
Yes, like Zoe Blake was on my list. All of her books that I've read had that, like, had a breeding kink. And then same with, like, I had Mafia Darling by Mila Finelli too. Yeah. And I don't read a lot of breeding kink romances at all. Like, I just haven't. And if I have, they're like mafia.
They're mafia. There's a ton of novellas. Frankie Love has a bunch of novellas that are breeding kink.
Yeah,
Jessica Kane has a ton that are breeding kink. Alexis Riley. But those were all novellas. I don't read a ton of those novellas, but those are absolutely like.
They exist. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you have for breeding kink that you have?
I only have, like, Zoe Blake's entire backlist, basically. And then Mafia Darling by Mila Finelli.
Fair, fair. Ice Planet Barbarians, because the whole reason they're capturing the Earthling females is to breed them to help their population. Unholy Vow by Malia Kane. So, Chasing the Wild by Elliot Rose. We read this as kind of a community buddy read, group read. It was a debut. So, for a debut, I rated it a 3. But he definitely was into the breeding kink. But it...
Yeah.
It was age gap. Ex's dad. Kind of...
Ex's dad is not my favorite trope.
I know. And I eat it up.
Like, I'll read it. Like, it's not like disliked enough by me to not read it, but it's just not my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer brings up Chloe T. Summers. Her Mountain Men is a breeding kink. And there's somebody else I'm thinking of. Like, everything is like daddy in the title of her novellas. That might be. That might be no, I don't think that's Chloe.
Elena Dawn has a lot of breeding kink romances, but they're also like milking
naughtiness. Like, Daisy Jane, who's our book club author this month. Some of her books. Have you read any of? Did you read her DNF series that she did with those authors?
Dying that this was a book club pick, because I was like, she's wild, like, not in a bad way, but like, she's wild.
Well, she really impressed the community when we were hearing stories coming out of Denver in March.
Yeah.
She really impressed the communities because, like, she was part of that Rising Star group that kind of got screwed around. Mm-hmm. So she ended up setting up in a bathroom and putting on her social media, I'm in the bathroom if you want signed books.
That's cool.
So she kind of impressed us with her commitment to readers. So that's how she ended up. Also, Heather loves all her books. And, you know, because Heather's all into the naughty books.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
One of my clients, Shannon, just released Used. It is breeding kink, accidental pregnancy, sex club, free use kink romance.
Ooh.
Consensual, total
Well,
consent.
yes.
Total consent, like, because it takes place in and around this sex
I
club. But
assumed, yeah.
if you want a really horny book, check out Used. I'm not kidding. So horny. P.S. You're Intolerable by Julia Woof. Allie My Love by Daisy Jane. And then I had some monster romances. Muscles and Monster by Ashley Bennett and Monster Pucker by Chloe Evans. Those both had breeding kink. And Monster Pucker was great because it was a Yeti.
Oh, that's funny.
It was so naughty. It was so naughty. I read it last Christmas. It's a Christmas romance.
Oh,
When the
that's awesome.
Yeti mates, it was Krampus and Yeti. They're hockey players in the Monster Hockey League, and she's a human. And when the Krampus mates with his intended, or no, when the Yeti mates with his intended mate, his cum tastes like peppermint. You needed to know this, right, Rachel? You missed this, right?
I do.
You're like, Becky, what are you reading? I love it. Hey,
That's so funny.
I read
I
Push and Cushion.
so I had never read like paranormal before, like other than like witches.
Okay.
But I'm on the Carrie Ann Ryan like.
Oh, her alpha six and her pack, alpha pack and stuff.
Yeah, I'm reading Redwood Peck right now. I just read like but
Those are all.
Dante's Circle.
Those have breeding kink in them too.
Oh, I know they do. That's why I was like, yeah, Redwood Pack definitely, they're werewolves. There's some definite breeding in there.
Yeah.
And then I read Dante's Circle, which had some too. It's like seven women are struck by lightning and then they're like paranormal. It was like crazy, but really awesome.
Fantastic. I love that you are deep into that. Okay, so those are our pregnancy recommendations. You can find a list on our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. Rachel, it's been a minute since you've done this, but guess what? It's that time for
It
Book of the Week. Okay, Rachel, what's your book of the week?
Okay, my book of the week is the book I mentioned with some crazy baby mama drama, Reckless Fall by Nyssa Catherine. It is
Okay,
the
that's on
third
my
book in.
Kindle. Did you pick that
Yeah.
series up after I told you to?
I was just gonna say, I read this series because he recommended it. But I read it in order. I think you read book two
I
first.
read book two first, then I went back and read book one and
I read it in order. So this book re came out recently. I think it came
End of
out.
August, I think.
Yeah, I was like trying to look it up, but yeah, it came out recently. It was really good. Yeah, August 30th.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It's romantic suspense, single dad nanny, crazy baby mama drama.
I was excited for that one. I told you to pick that series up, and it was Leah who told me to pick that series up. And when I recommended it the same way Leah did to me. You're gonna hate the town in book two.
Yeah.
They were like their own villain in book
They
two.
were. They were.
But I'm excited to check that one out.
It's good.
My book of the week, we actually talked about it a little bit already because it was a pregnancy romance, and that is Broken by Sadie Kincaid. I'm trying to catch up on books that I've missed through the summer. This book, have you read Sadie Kincaid yet?
No, because you know, I like to read things in order.
Yes.
And I was told to start with like the Ryan Ruthless,
No.
but I do not like Why Choose.
No, you don't need to. Just start with Dante. You can read all those four books and then you can go over. You could start with Broken. You meet the hero in Broken in the last book, maybe the last two books in Dante's series, but you don't need to start with the Ryan Ruthless. Oh,
Okay.
Dante or Joey. You could start, you could, I know you don't like to start in the middle, but
No.
just start with Dante, honest. Start with Dante.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. It's dubious consent, but not
I
incredibly overwhelmingly dubious
that's
consent.
fine.
But Broken is her new series in New York, and these are billionaire lawyers, and he's a lawyer for the mob family. And okay, this book was super freaking horny. These people could not stop doing it.
That's so funny.
It's an arranged marriage, billionaire romance, grumpy sunshine. He does fuck up. Like, he does screw up and make some stupid choices, and I kind of wanted to punch him a couple times, but it's okay. They were both a little stupid, but I really enjoyed it. And yeah, it was my most recent five star. I can't tell you the last time I had a five star previous to that one.
That's good to know.
So, and then we do have a Patreon pick of the week. So if you're part of our Patreon, you can submit a book on our website, which is a book you either are loving right now or a book that you just wish more people were reading. And this week, our pick is from listener Sue R. Her pick is Catch a Kiwi by Rosalind James. It is book six in the New Zealand Ever After series. Tropes, damsels in distress, rescue romance, independent woman, siblings, best friend is what I'm thinking. Close proximity or forced, her van breaks down. So her van breaks down, leaves her stranded, and I absolutely would say that's forced proximity. She read the ebook and it was available on Kindle Unlimited, and the audio is available in Audible. It was a June 1st release of this year, and the story follows Summer, who's determined to rebuild her life after a series of setbacks. Her resolve is tested when a tropical cyclone causes her camper van to crash, trapping her cousin Delilah. With her cousin Delilah, Roman D'Angelo, a wealthy and bossy stranger, helps with the rescue, sparking a series of humorous and intense interaction. Despite Roman's past heartbreaks and initial skepticism, a connection forms between him and Summer, both of whom enjoy quoting inspirational phrases. Set in New Zealand, this spicy romance is filled with fun banter, a unique meet cute, and a sassy teenage cousin. It sounds really cute. And I
That does
love a
sound cute.
vacation romance like that. Big, huge thank you. I forgot to mention it last week when we did our episode, but I want to mention it, make sure I mention it this week, and we'll talk about it again next week. Thank you to author Melanie Moreland for being our swag pack sponsor for the month of September. If you're a fan of epilogues, you missed out on amazing team epilogue swag, and I have some for you here, Rachel. I have like a
I
pile of
know.
stuff for Rachel. We live like 5 minutes from each other.
We do.
But getting to your side of town or you getting to my, it just never seems to happen at a convenient time. Seriously, because of my indifference to epilogues, Melanie has changed her entire marketing strategy to be team epilogue.
That's so
Like all
funny.
her stickers, her bookmarks, everything are
I
like
love it.
team epilogue.
I am team epilogue.
I know your team epilogue most.
No, but I understand your argument
Most
about
people
it.
are. Yeah.
Like it shouldn't be necessary.
Right.
And
If
I don't like when the story is not like sufficiently wrapped up by the end of the last
chapter.
chapter.
Yeah.
The epilogue should be bonus, but I love epilogues. I'm the type of person that wants like if there's a movie, I want the ending credits to be like this is where they all are now.
See, and I don't care about like cut scenes or any of that kind of
Like
stuff.
Legally Blonde, you've seen Legally
Yeah,
Blonde,
yeah.
right? Where it's like, oh, like Elle is doing XYZ and Warner got dumped and whatever. Like, I love knowing what everyone's up to. So.
It's really interesting because Erin Nicholas, writing as Erin Nicole, she tests. I'm her test market for her epilogues. She'd be
Oh,
like,
that's
read
funny.
these two epilogues. Which one do you like better? Which one do you think I need?
Do you
Like,
say neither?
no, I always tell her which one. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I don't know that we need that. I think that'd be good. That would be good newsletter fodder. And she's always like, you're trying to always put stuff in my newsletter. I'm like, I
That's
am.
funny.
Okay, so make sure you are all back here on Wednesday for our discussion of Where We End by Ashley Muniz. Are you coming back?
I love that book. I don't know what
Okay.
I'm doing.
If you want to come back, you can come back.
I do love that book.
Well, I think it was you who told me to listen to that series, that the first two audiobooks were in Hoopla at the time.
Yeah.
And I really liked
Yep.
it. And MC is hard for me, but the way she writes
Same.
it works.
Yes.
And is every book, I guess really almost every one of those books is a second chance.
In a way.
Book two, sort of.
Right, like that's what I was saying, like book two in a way, book three, no.
No? Okay.
Like
I'm gonna have to listen to book three.
book three was, yeah, you
Okay.
should
I'm gonna have
listen
to
to
listen
book
to it.
three.
And then
It's
we're
in
back.
Hoopla now, I think.
Okay. And then we're back next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our next live episode. We are talking rom-com fish out of water romances next week. And for a list of books we talked about this weekend, please visit our on-the-shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. You can find a current list of books for upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates and join our community of romance enthusiasts. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or comment right here on this YouTube video and share it with your friends. Your support helps bring more exciting content for you every week. Rachel, thank you so much for jumping in and helping and talking pregnancy with me.
And thanks for having me. This was fun, and I'm excited to read your recs that I haven't read yet.
Excellent. Until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.